Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Companies that choose to be employee-owned through something known as an employee stock ownership plan, or ESOP, are relatively rare in our state and probably nationwide. But our next guest recently decided to use this strategy to sell the business he co-founded. Michael Weeks is president of DWG Consulting Engineers. He joins us now by phone from his office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
DWG Consulting Engineers is a mechanical electrical engineering firm. We do a lot of work for architects and private owners for colleges and universities, hospitals. We have about 33 employees. We actually started in 1974 in Savannah, Georgia, and we were expanded into Mount Pleasant in 91. At some point, that original company had changed ownership, where a partner and I became two owners located in Mount Pleasant. In 2008, the larger company launched me and my partner off as a South Carolina company. So we then became our own company and carried our name as DWG Consulting Engineers.
All right. So what prompted this move to an employee-owned company?
It wasn't long that we had been in business that we knew that at some point we were going to have to do a similar event that the original founding company in 74 had done, and that's at some point my partner and I were going to have to retire or decide to move on, and we needed to determine how we could do that. The sooner we did determine that, maybe the easier it would be to plan. So as we began to research those options, we actually had some firms that were interested in buying us at different times in the last several years. And then we just determined that the last firm that sort of talked to us about it, the timing of some conferences that we had been going to where we'd learned about ESOPs, because we didn't know anything about them, but we learned the Beister Institute out of the University of California, San Diego, Rady School of Management, has come up with a way to get small businesses into ESOP.
All right, so walk us through then, how exactly was this put into place? How does one of these work? I guess through payroll deduction, employees choose to purchase shares in the company, and then the proceeds, I guess, go to the owners?
Well, it's actually a little bit better than that. Essentially, the ESOP is formed as if it is a purchasing company. The way that the purchase is made is basically through what the DWG company itself earns. So we're not selling the stock shares to the employees. They're actually receiving stock shares based on the company's earnings. It's a little bit complicated. We, as the owners, had to find a trustee that manages that ESOP company. We had to hire an attorney that represented us, me and my partner, an attorney that represented the ESOP, and an evaluation company. So there's a sale price determined through negotiation, and then we sought some funding through third-party banking institutions to help with the original part of the purchase, and then we now purchase the remaining balance over time. So it's called a leveraged purchase, where we're leveraging our assets in order to get a bank loan in which the company just pays off the bank loan. And over time, that stock is allocated to all of the employees.
Why was this better for you as the seller versus just finding a buyer somewhere to take the company off your hands?
The main reason would be that we still have the ability to work as long as we want to work. I guess basically we're still able to control how the company is operated and maintained.
And how have the employees reacted to this? Is there a vesting schedule, and what happens if an employee leaves?
They reacted somewhat statically. We've tried to do a good job of explaining and communicating the program. I don't know that they fully understand the benefits of the program just yet, because we're still in our infancy. So there is a vesting schedule. It runs very similar to 401k, where there's a five-year vesting schedule. And if someone leaves, the ESOP buys their share.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Mike Weeks is president of DWG Consulting Engineers, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.